Authorities in China and Indonesia have grounded all flights of Boeing 737 MAX 8 airplanes as investigators try to learn more about the Ethiopian Airlines flight that crashed just minutes after it took off from Addis Ababa yesterday. All 157 people on board were killed. The victims come from more than 30 countries and included 22 United Nations staffers who were heading to a conference in Nairobi. The plane that crashed is the same model as the Lion Air flight that disappeared into the Java Sea in October. For more, we're joined now by Seth Kaplan, editor of Airline Weekly, and here now, aviation contributor. Seth, it's good to have you.
Hi, Peter.
So it's going to be weeks before we know for sure what brought this plane down, but we do know that the cockpit voice recorder and the digital flight data recorder have both been recovered from the wreckage site. We know the pilot reported difficulties to air traffic controllers and asked for permission to turn back around to the airport. What else have we learned today about the final moments of this flight?
Yeah, the pilot didn't say much in terms of why he was requesting permission to return, but that's not terribly unusual. You know, there's a rule in the cockpit: aviate, navigate, and communicate in that order. Mm-hmm. And that means that when things are going really wrong, you know, if you have a choice between explaining things to a controller and just trying to fix the problem, you're going to try to fix the problem first. And so, yeah, all we know at this point is that there was some erratic vertical airspeed. So the plane, as it was climbing, wasn't kind of doing a smooth climb that we're all used to, you know, that according to Flight Radar 24. For data and other sources. And so, yeah, that's what we know right now. As you said, though, you know, here we have a debris field on the ground, black boxes already found. This is not going to long remain one of the world's great aviation mysteries. We're going to find out here in the coming days and weeks, at least more or less what happened, even if the full investigation takes years.
The plane had made an earlier flight from South Africa earlier on Sunday. Were there any reports of trouble on that flight?
None, right? Came in to Addis Ababa from Johannesburg, Addis Ababa being the hub for Ethiopian Airlines, then flew on to Nairobi. And yeah, this in this case, no report that we know of at this point anyway of earlier trouble with this particular aircraft.
So the biggest unanswered question now is whether this crash is related to that anti-stall flight control system that is believed to have brought down the Lion Air 737 last year. And you mentioned these, the way that the elevation had changed very rapidly on this flight yesterday. That is similar to what happened with the Lion Air flight. So what are investigators going to be doing to get to the bottom of that question? Again, we don't know whether the flights have similar problems for both of these flights, but there are these similarities.
Right, Peter. And with the Lion Air crash, it was that anti-stall system, which at least played some role. You know, the question is still whether the airline erred, you know, either just its pilots in failing to override that system or the airline in not taking a plane out of service that had similar problems a day earlier. So that's one big difference right here. As far as we know, there were no other indications of a problem. But yeah, you have this anti-stall system, which was designed to prevent the kinds of crashes that had happened in the past. Famous crashes where pilots, when the plane seemed to be stalling, panicked, and instead of doing what you're supposed to do, which is actually dive into the stall. It's counterintuitive, right? Yeah. If you're not a pilot, you think, well, you'd want to try to climb. No, you're supposed to go down to regain airspeed. Pilots in the past had made that mistake. So this system was supposed to prevent that. But in the case of Lion Air, seems to have at least partly caused the crash. Too soon to say whether that happened here. As you said, broadly speaking, both crashes involved erratic speed. In the case of Lion Air, bad readings in terms of the airspeed, how far forward, you know, how fast the plane was forward, flying going forward. In this case, all we know is that erratic climb, the vertical speed at this point.
In this country, American Airlines flies 24 MAX 8 jets. Southwest flies 34. United flies 14 MAX 9 jets, and all three companies said today that they have no plans to stand down or to ground their aircraft, unlike officials in China and Indonesia who have. Should passengers on those planes today feel safe?
Right, and Ethiopian Airlines itself, perhaps unsurprisingly, has grounded its flight. Look, these airlines are operating in what, you know, broadly speaking, has been the safest environment in recent years in aviation history. So there's a lot of risk here, obviously, to their businesses, not to mention safety. If something were to go wrong, I'm certain that they are really trying to get their hands around whether they can have the comfort level and whether passengers have the comfort level. I mean, there's that too. If passengers start refusing to fly the MAX 8, that puts pressure on these airlines too. So we're going to know a lot more here in the coming hours, days, and weeks. Clearly we haven't heard the end of this investigation and of potential action from the FAA and those airlines.
And just very quickly, how important is this for Boeing? Its stock down 10% today, and this plane is its bestseller.
It is. Recently got a big order from Vietnam, despite the first crash. That what happened to its shares today tells you that investors are nervous that it's not going to get orders like that again until there's some clarity in terms of what happened in Ethiopia.
Seth Kaplan covers aviation for Here and Now. Seth, thanks. Nice to speak with you.
Thank you, Peter.